Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good Friday morning to you. Glad you're here with the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm here. Kim is here. Ethan is here. We are ready to go. And Kim, I just want to clear this up right off the bat. I am wearing my Miami shirt this morning that has nothing to do with the Hurricanes. Nothing to do. Congratulations to the Hurricanes. I do believe that game ended in a controversy last night, although I did not stay up to watch it. From what I could see, Ole Miss had a chance right at the end. There was a clear case of interference when he threw the Hail Mary. There should have been at least one more play, and that didn't happen. But regardless, it's in the books now, and Miami is going to play for the national championship. This, however, is my Miami University of Ohio alumni T-shirt that is old school, as you will notice.
Because it says Redskins.
It's before it was the Red Hawks. It's before they went PC many years ago. So I proudly wear the original mascot of my Miami of Ohio Redskins. Thank you very much. But anyway, it's the closest I had to an Indiana shirt. They're red and white. So I decided to wear this morning because I'll be rooting for the Hoosiers tonight against Oregon.
Well, Tom Ackerman would appreciate that.
Oh,
I too will be. I think that will be a fun game to watch tonight. Yeah, I did not watch last night's game, but tonight, with it being a Friday, I can actually stay up, light a fire. It sounds really nice.
I am not a wagon jumper. I'm not. After this college football championship series is over, I will not continue to be a Hoosier fan. But for this brief moment in time, I am going to root for the Indiana Hoosiers tonight because I think it's a storybook season for them, and there's going to be a movie made about it one of these days, and I really hope that they can beat Oregon. Oregon lost their star running back, from what I understand, or one of their running backs, so that could work to Indiana's advantage tonight, as if they need any help. As the way they've been playing. Anyway, glad you're with us. Boy, once again, here we wake up on a Friday morning. Not much to talk about, except the scary fact that Americans everywhere waking up this morning, Kim St. Ange, are once again presented with the bare bones facts that Democrats across this country, and I want you to listen carefully to me what I'm saying here, Democrats across this country do not believe criminals should be held responsible for their actions. Period. End of sentence. They don't. We've seen it here before. We've seen it in Ferguson. How many businesses, when the 7-Eleven burned in downtown St. Louis, when was that? 2021. Burned down.
I don't even know. I'm getting confused.
Dozens of stores looted. Not a single person was charged in those cases, to my knowledge, successfully charged and adjudicated in all of the looting that went on in downtown St. Louis and across the country. The summer of violence that was launched across America, none of those people were held responsible for their actions because Orange Man bad. They were justified in what they did because They were mad about you named the subject Confederate pro Confederate people marching somewhere, or George Floyd dying in Minneapolis. Whatever their excuse was, Mike Brown, if they're angry about something, that justifies them acting out violently. But they don't want anybody held accountable for their actions. And I bring this up because there were actual protests in the street of St. Louis yesterday. Now, it's in the Grove, so you can partially automatically dismiss any legitimacy to whatever was going on, because that's an area populated by the most progressive left-wing groups in town. So that, not a surprise. Manchester Road in the Grove, you're not going to be surprised with whatever you see down there. But there were protests down there last night because two criminals got shot in Portland, Oregon. It was beyond belief for me to listen to the elected mayor and the elected governor of the state of Oregon last night. I happened to tune in just as their news conference went live, to hear them blame Donald Trump because two federal law enforcement officers were trying to arrest two suspected members of the Tren de Aragua Venezuelan gang. See how this all comes full circle? In Portland, and they tried to run over a police officer, an ICE officer, who fired into their car. They were later found. Both had gunshot wounds. They're in a hospital right now where hopefully they're once again in the custody of ICE. And I have to hear the governor of the state of Oregon go on and say, this is Donald Trump's fault that two more of our citizens have been shot. Seriously, I've got the soundbite. I edited it myself. I'm just telling you. These people are criminally insane. Tim Walz needs to be removed from office. That guy might start the next civil war in this country. He called for it yesterday. He said we're at an inflection point, like the state of Minneapolis troops were on the date he mentioned in 1863 at the Battle of Gettysburg. Honestly, that's what he brought up yesterday. Are you ready for a civil war? Are you? Members of the left who hate guns, are you ready for a civil war? Because my answer to you is we will not stop enforcing the laws of this country just because you don't like who the target of that investigation happens to be. In this case, criminal, illegal aliens. We won't. We won't stop doing that. We are not going to lay down and stop enforcing the law because you don't like the people the law is being enforced against. That's what I saw yesterday. And of course, the mayor of Portland just got off the phone with the mayor of Minneapolis, and you know, we're joining arms with Minneapolis because of the terrible, tragic violence that happened up there when somebody else broke the law. Targeted broke the law. I tell you, I watched J.D. Vance's news conference yesterday. He's got 2028 sewn up, in my opinion, in my personal opinion. He's the only one that can carry this job on. And he takes the media and he takes their stupid questions and he just ties them in knots. I loved it. We're going to play a lot of that for you this morning.
Oh, I listened to that. It was a mic drop moment yesterday.
It was.
For J.D. Vance.
It was. You've got Kelly O'Donnell from NBC News. But Mr. Vice President, when you say that this woman was guilty and she was intentionally doing this and her death was her fault, doesn't that influence the outcome of any sort of investigation into this situation? Now, here's what Kelly O'Donnell has been around in the media as long as I have, right? I'm just guessing. You Google it for me. She's a 60-something-year-old woman, I'm guessing. So she's been around through the Obama administration. Please remind me when she asked Barack Obama the same question after he said this.
You know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. And, you know, I think they are right to expect that all of us, as Americans, are going to take this with the seriousness it deserves, and that we're going to get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
There you have it. There you have it. Right there. If I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. This is after Trayvon Martin was shot before they knew any of the details of what happened in that particular case. And he just drew the conclusion that whoever shot Trayvon Martin was guilty of it, right? And America should demand answers. Did she go to him and say, Mr. President, by saying that, aren't you somehow going to influence the federal investigation that's going to go on in this case? But nobody ever asked that question then, because I was around then reporting on this. And so was Kelly O'Donnell, and shame on her. We'll get to more on that for you a little later. We haven't even gotten into the Josh Hawley vote yesterday. I'm going to go sideways on that here in a few minutes. Just stay tuned, please. Got some Rascal Flatts tickets to give away. We've got Congressman Eric Burleson. Can't wait to get him on here this morning to talk about this War Powers Act vote and the extension of these Obama tax credits that the House voted for yesterday. A bunch of weak-kneed Republicans bent at the waist and voted for it. Like 17 of them voted for it. Now, I don't think it'll get anywhere in the House. But plus, we've got Greg Jarrett, brilliant legal reporter for Fox, is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour as well. I've gone long here. We're going to go ahead and get to a break. We'll get to our top stories right after our national anthem.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ethan is telling me he does not like that particular piece of bump music very much.
It's the worst, man.
Wow. I don't know.
Sorry. I just don't like Lit. It's a terrible song. You guys can come at me, whatever.
Oh, I love it.
Started
early.
Well, go ahead and hit it. We were going to do it right out of the top.
All right. Go ahead. It's you then.
Wow. Hold on just a minute. Here we go.
We are all shaken and outraged by another terrible, unnecessary, violent event instigated by the reckless agenda of the Trump administration.
Yeah, that's Tina Kotek, who is the governor of the state of Oregon. And she's angry. And there are a couple of, by the way, of Trinidad Aragua criminals with gunshot wounds this morning. And boy, the governor is angry. She protects her criminals at all costs in Portland.
When things looked really bleak, it was Minnesota's first that held that line for the nation on that July 3rd, 1863. And I think now we may be in that moment that the nation's looking to us to hold the line on democracy.
Yeah, could somebody tell me what the hell Tim Walz actually said there? What he thinks we are at an inflection point in this country because laws are being enforced. Really? That's the reason that you want your country to go to another civil war? Are you not a student of history at all? Or are you really just as dumb as we all suspected you have been all along?
Well, I think Tim Walz should resign, but look, I've beaten up on Tim Walz enough. I don't want to do it anymore in your program. I almost feel bad for the guy, except for the fact that he should have seen this.
You think? Yeah, Walz and Jacob Fry, and now Mamdani and AOC, and now Tina Kotek and the mayor out in Portland, they're all complicit in stirring up this hornet's nest among the TDS gang. The only people that are going to be on the streets protesting are the same ones that showed up for the No Kings rallies. They hated Donald Trump from day one. They hated him back in 2015. They still hate him today.
Well, it wasn't a hard decision. Democrats wanted him and Republicans wanted him, and nobody had what it takes to get him or didn't want to get him. I don't know. Something happened.
The president on yesterday with Sean Hannity, and apparently also did a 2-hour sit down with the New York Times. Did you read that, Kim? He sat down and did an interview. He let four reporters from the New York Times come into a room and pepper him with questions for 2 hours. He didn't have Caroline Levitt there. He didn't have anybody else with him, apparently. He just did a one-on-one with the unfriendly New York Times for 2 solid hours.
What other president would do that?
I don't know. There's not been another one. And yet they still hate him. They still hate him.
But that, just because he gives, you know, he's accessible to them, that doesn't matter. You know, they complained about that with Biden, and then Trump gives it to him. But, you know.
Right.
Trump is Trump.
No,
I don't like him.
I would agree. I would agree with that. So this is, we need to talk for a moment about this situation with Josh Hawley, because we put in a request for Hawley. When was it, Kim? Last week?
Yeah. End of last week.
So we put in a request for him last week, and we have not been able to get him scheduled on again. And then yesterday there was a vote, that vote in the Senate. I brought it up when we had Eric Schmidt on yesterday. There was a vote in the Senate on the War Powers Act to restrain President Trump when it comes to this. And sure enough, 5 or 6 Republicans, many of them the usual suspects, Rand Paul,
Lisa Murkowski,
the one from Maine,
Sue Collins,
you kind of expect that from them. The Josh Hawley thing blindsided me. I haven't spoken to I have not spoken to the senator. We've tried to get him on here, requested him again yesterday after we found out about this. We've not heard back from them. I don't know what to think. It pisses me off, number one, that he joined this cabal to make it appear that there's some movement enough. It would never pass a 60-vote cloture, but enough movement in the Senate that people are upset about this. Because that same group of people never, all the Democrats voted for it. They never did that to Barack Obama. They never did it to Joe Biden. They didn't do it to Bill Clinton. They had no problem with the wars that those three presidents were involved in and military actions. But suddenly Trump does something. Oh, we've got to revise the War Powers Act. I mean, if Josh Hawley is a Rand Paulian in sheep's clothing, I'll be shocked by that. I really, truly want to hear his reasoning for doing this.
Well, he's voted a couple of times with the Democrats. It has surprised me recently where I've started thinking. At first, I thought maybe he was gearing up to run for 2028, like he was trying to be more middle of the road. But here's the problem. You're too conservative for the liberals to vote for you, and now you're losing a lot of the conservatives.
Correct. A lot of the conservatives based on what I was seeing on social media yesterday. So we need to get some answers out of Josh Hawley before he does pretty irreparable harm to his base here, I do believe.
Spokesperson for him said hopefully next week we could get him on.
All right, we'll see what happens. If we get him on here, we'll ask him those hard questions because, frankly, I don't get it. We'll get back to Kim on a Whim. Coming.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Kim on a whim.
Trump is trying to do something that I was a little surprised by, and it relates to housing because, I mean, what do we keep hearing about? What's that word that everyone's talking
affordability.
About?
Affordability.
That's right. Bingo. So as we're getting closer to midterm elections, I would imagine that he's trying to do something to address that, right, to appease a lot of the people, because there are plenty of people on the right who share that concern about affordability, especially if you've tried to go buy a home. Not only because there has been a little bit of a shift in the market. For a while after 2020, it was a seller's market. You'd put up that home and you'd have, you know, what, 15 offers? First weekend on the market, all of them above asking. People are waiving appraisal, waiving inspection, everything. Just whatever they could, paying $30,000 plus over asking. And now it has really started to be a little bit more of a buyer's market. But still, a lot of people are probably in this conundrum where they feel like they can't afford a home. And so people just endlessly rent. And then you're not building any equity. Have you heard what Donald Trump wants to do?
With the corporations?
Yeah, he wants to...
I did hear that yesterday.
Yeah, he wants to ban Wall Street, ban these large investors from buying single-family homes because he's arguing that they're essentially driving up the prices of homes and they're making it more difficult for the actual family to get into a home.
Well, here's why I think that's probably true, because we had a personal experience with it. When we considered selling our home 2 years ago, we looked at one of those companies that will buy your home and let you live there for however long you want to rent until you find your next home, right? We looked into that. And the challenge with it, I mean, we didn't even get down to the brass tacks of negotiating with them on the value. I wasn't thrilled with the offer they made to me. That was beside the point. But then I said, how much would it cost me to rent my house back once I'm living here? And you know what? You want to guess what market rent would have been based on this company in that neighborhood?
More than your house note.
Twice.
Oh, my gosh.
It was $3,500 a month, $3,400, I think, at the time, 2 years ago, to have stayed in my house and rented it. So it's not solving the affordability issue. Allowing these big corporations to buy up homes and hold them may sound like a good idea to you because you can get your money and move on if you want. You don't have to stay there and rent. But the people that would rent it are having to pay a king's ransom for rent. And, you know, to me, I don't know, I'm a longtime homeowner. Renting makes no sense because you're losing all of that money each month. It's not building equity for you in something. If you can afford to spend $3,500 a month in rent, you can afford to buy a house.
No, not necessarily, because trust me, I have that same mindset of how can you pay this ridiculous monthly rent, but you can't afford a house? It's because people don't have the money to get into it. They don't have money for the down payment. Now, you don't have to have 20%. If it's actually your home you're living in, even if this is not the first time you've bought a home, you don't need to have 20%. That's a misconception. There are so many other ways to get that number way down. Now, obviously, it's better because you're going to pay in more, right, if you don't put that 20% down. But again, you can still get into the home if that's the issue. I would tend to agree with you because my husband and I have experiences too, and we've gone to sell a home that we had renovated, and it's a lot of these corporations that are buying them, and they'll offer a deal that's hard to pass up because they can close quicker, they're offering it in cash, it's usually higher.
I do think there's a difference between investment companies that buy houses to flip them versus investment companies that are going to buy and hold. There's got to be a difference in this executive order because there've got to be hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of companies out there, even little LLCs that go out and buy properties and in some cases rent them, but in many cases flip them. You couldn't stop all the, that's, that, that would destroy entrepreneurship in this country. Well, it's got to be major corporations. There's got to be a level at which they operate beyond which they're not allowed to just buy up residential subdivisions and try to rent them out, because you're ruining the flavor, the fabric of a neighborhood when you do that.
I would agree. It's more of an issue when you're talking about an institution buying the home and then being the landlord, essentially, versus flipping it. Now, if it's corporations that are coming in and buying up all these properties to flip, and then local investors are essentially left with no properties to flip that they can afford, that I also have a problem with, too. So you have both sides, which is interesting, because Ethan, you and I were talking about this before, and I'll be interested to see how many Democrats like you would criticize this plan, because it seems like something the Democrats would be on board with.
Yeah.
The Federal Housing Finance Agency director was talking about this because he made the point, well, I guess really what he was responding to is some reporter was saying, well, you know, it's not going to have that big of an impact, because when it comes to these large investors in the market, the housing market, they really only account for about 3%. But listen to what he says in response to that.
They're starting to take on more share, and then they're also buying a lot of homes from the home builders. And it's our opinion, certainly my opinion, that new homes should go to people, not to corporations. And so there's been this whole thing also where corporations are able to get better deals from home builders. Home builders need to be focused on providing homes to people, not to corporations. And I think that this will be very well received. I think it's already been very well received. I think there's going to be a lot of inertia for it. And I would encourage people to, you know, not engage in this type of behavior. We have a lot of tools that we could utilize. It'll be up to the president to decide what, if any, he wants to utilize with Fannie and Freddie. But we stand ready to make sure that this happens.
They're thinking that Trump would take executive action to get this in place, and then he would need to codify it through Congress.
I would take some issue with, who was that? Was that right?
That was the Federal Housing Finance Agency director.
Okay. So I would take some issue with what he said there, that home builders need to be focused on selling homes for residents and not corporations. Home builders care about one thing, and maybe some of them that I know will call in or text me and complain about me saying this. They care about the color of money. They're trying to make money. They don't particularly care who's buying their homes in most cases, I would guess. Now, that said, I don't know that some home builders would agree with a corporation buying 8 or 10 of the home sites within one of their subdivisions and just turning those into rental properties, because that could leave a very bad experience in the mouth of the other homeowners.
Well, some HOAs,
that could give them a reputation.
Some HOAs don't even allow that. You can't even rent out your home.
I guess maybe in some cases they'll put limitations on, like if you rent it, you have to rent it for a year at a time or whatever. They can't be a short-term rental in most cases, right?
Right. Well, for sure, but there are some HOAs that still don't even let you rent it out.
HOA put a limit, like in our subdivision, they will allow only 8 houses to be rented.
I think ours has something similar, because I know there's at least one house in our neighborhood that rents, but that might be the only one that I know of.
Right.
It's pretty strict.
There's just a teeny bit of the libertarian in me, just a teeny bit, because I don't embrace that, generally speaking. But there's a little bit of the libertarian in me that says I should be able to sell my home to who I want to.
Your rules shouldn't
be able to stop me from doing that.
I struggle with that, because I would have the same mindset of, who are you to tell me who I can and cannot sell to, especially as someone who we enjoy real estate. At the same time, I can also, from the perspective of the buyer, I can understand why this would be a thing, where you're trying to get into a home as a family and you've got these companies going in there and they're buying up, you know, 8, 9, 10 of these new builds, and they're getting some sweet deal because maybe they're buying in bulk, something that the average person would never be able to do. So therefore, they're not getting that deal. They can't get into the home. I think I have mixed feelings about this.
Well, I read that they were buying them and then they would raise the price on one, so then the price for all the other ones
drove
would
them
go
up. Well, that's why it's a good thing when a home in your neighborhood sells really high, because that's, if you're going to sell your home, you can say, look, here's a comparable.
Right.
Well, there will be lawsuits.
This will have real challenges.
If you're
no
a new
doubt.
Homeowner trying to buy, you just got screwed because all the prices just shot up.
That's also true. Right. Well, let's see what happens with this. Sounds like Trump's doing it. and is not waiting for Congress, but then I guess he would have to do something to get it through
Congress. You can't, right now you can't wait on Congress. I've got a great soundbite here. I think I sent to Ethan yesterday. Here's the reason that Trump has got to try to do that stuff by executive order. He can't even get Senate leadership to do another reconciliation bill. The most obvious answer to fixing so many things that you can't get past a Chuckless Schumer over in the Senate in 60 votes because the Democrats vote as a block, unlike the Republicans. John Kennedy was on his knees yesterday in front of the Senate begging John Thune to do another reconciliation bill where you could wrap all this in there, probably, I would imagine. Go to cut five, please.
We need to do another reconciliation bill. We can to fix the welfare system and stop the stealing. Stop the stealing. And we can do it with all Republican votes. So please, Senator Thune, pretty please, as I've said before. I'm shameless. I'll beg. I'll get down on my knees. John, please bring another reconciliation bill. We can do so much, but we can start with fixing welfare fraud. Please, John, please let us do the bill.
Yeah, thank you. Please. Why is John Kennedy, one of the greatest, loudest, funniest voices in the Senate, having trouble getting John Thune to sign on to that? There's a very real possibility. I just want you to understand this, that 10 months from now, control of the House or the Senate changes into the Democrats' hands, at which point nothing gets done. You're now on a timeline. You're racing against the clock because if the Democrats take back either House in the midterms, heaven forbid both, it will lock down nothing gets done. It's gridlock at that point. Do it while you can, John Thune, please. All right, a quick break here. Anybody remember John Rocker? Do you remember the name? I know he was a baseball, Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, he was a pitcher.
Got into some controversy back in the day because he was one of the people that didn't give a bleep a long time before there were many athletes willing to stand up and say these things. He's back. I'm gonna show you what he did dealing with a daycare when we come back. Who remembers former Braves pitcher John Rocker? He was a hell of a pitcher. He was also not afraid to say what he thought, and he hasn't. He's retired, but he hasn't really. He hasn't really gone anywhere. He lives in Ohio now, apparently. And we talk about the Leering centers up in Minnesota. Apparently, there are some Leering centers in just about every state, including Ohio. And there's an investigative journalist up there who decided to go around and knock on some of these doors and see what he could find out. And John Rocker went with him. Rocker became famous in 1999. Raise your hand if you remember what John Rocker said in 1999. He did an interview in Sports Illustrated. And this is what I'll just read you what he said. It didn't have any curse words in it or anything. He said, "You know, the biggest thing I don't like about New York are the foreigners. I'm not a very big fan of foreigners. You can walk an entire block in Times Square and not hear anybody speak English. Asians, Koreans, Vietnamese, Indians, and Russians, and Spanish people, and everything up there. How the hell did they get in this country?" End quote. That was the quote back in 1999. That was so controversial, even back in 1999, that he dared to question why English is not the first language of everyone in America, which is a fair question, just the way he phrased it, because they were asking him, he's sort of a country boy, why he didn't like New York. So he told them, and they didn't have much appreciation for that. So this time, for whatever reason, this reporter in Ohio took John Rocker with him to go knock on the door of a couple of daycare centers where there were no children and where the people working there were clearly speaking with foreign accents. I did have to edit this a little bit because Rocker let a curse word slip when he went up to the door. But after I play it, tell me why you think it's controversial now. Whoops. Hold on. My bad. Let me... Here we go. Have to turn the audio up for the people to hear the bite, Mark. Here we go.
I'm being screamed at in some kind of Swahili. Here, come here. Film in there. Oh. Costume. My wife dropped my son off in this location. I need to come pick him up for a doctor's appointment.
Here?
Yes, here.
So what's his name?
LeBron.
LeBron?
Uh-huh. No, she, unless my wife's lying to me.
No, I'm not an officer. I'm an... Evident? No, I'm a reporter.
No.
Yeah. So these people didn't speak English. Was not the first language of the people running this daycare, and of course they refused to open the door. One woman came out in a burqa and started chewing them out for how daring to question her about her daycare, her Learing Center that she had there in Ohio. And now the headline this morning on this story. Here's the headline. Former MLB star makes racist LeBron James statement.
That's what they pulled from it?
That's what they got from it. Because when they ask what his son's name is, maybe his son's name is LeBron. I don't know.
Why couldn't I pick to name my son LeBron?
Maybe he wanted to name his son after the GOAT. And now the suggestion is that because he's John Rocker, using the name LeBron must have been racist somehow.
Well, wouldn't it be racist of them to say that that's a black name?
Well, I would think. Well, I mean, if he had tried to pick a name that he thought sounded Somalian, would that have been racist? I mean, I don't even know what that would be.
I was going
to
say
Elon is my. I came to pick up my daughter. Her name is Elon. It's not racist. It's descriptive. I don't know that many Somalian names. I don't know. But he wasn't there investigating African Americans running a daycare center illegally. That's not why he was there. I thought it was pretty funny myself. But John Rocker has made it back into the news cycle again by trying to do the same thing that they were doing in Minnesota. And again, my guess is it's going on all over the country.
Well,
do we have any reason to believe that there's not the same? If they pulled this fraud off in Minneapolis, right? If the people who hijacked Tom Hanks in that movie are smart enough to pull this off, anybody could pull it off. Anybody.
Listen to what Nick Shirley had said on some interview. He said, you know what's interesting about Tim Walz? Why do you think Kamala Harris chose Tim Walz? Nobody knew who he was before. The first day he was chosen, he raised the most amount of money than any other candidate in history. He thinks it's over $35 million he raised for the campaign within just one day of being selected to become the vice president. And now we all know this
where the money
happening.
Came from.
So that's it. So this is a former high school football coach, not even from Minnesota. He's originally from Nebraska, and he's able to raise in one day after he was announced as the VP pick, $35 million. So do you think that these Somalians were funding it?
I don't know. I know some people would argue, well, you know, foreign citizens can't contribute to American elections, but the thing about these Somalians were brought over here in the 90s. Many of them are second and third generation Americans now, although they still don't speak English because they're raised in a tight-knit Somali community where they maintain whatever attitude screwed up their home country for the most part. But many of them are U.S. citizens, so maybe they did filter some money into PACs that supported the Democrats.
I bet you they did, and I hope that that's part of this investigation into the fraud.
Me too. Maybe we can get that investigation done before the civil war breaks out that the governor up there called for yesterday. You can't make it up, folks. We're going to talk more about it in the next hour. We got some Rascal Flatts tickets to give away. We're going to talk to Congressman Eric Burleson. We're going to talk to Greg Jarrett from Fox News. And we're going to talk to a St. Louis County police officer about the tactics used by ICE up in Minneapolis. And maybe for that matter, out in Portland. If a car is coming at you as a police officer, are you protected if you make the decision to pull your gun and kill the driver or wound the driver? We'll figure it all out today before the end of the show. Back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.